Talking today with Benton Central Volleyball head coach Scott Madsen and players Ava Holder, Bella Widmer, and Izzy Adams about their success here in the 2025-2026 season. They finished runner-up in state in a tough five-set match against Bar Reeve. We want to talk about the season in totality and the success of leading to this point. And Coach Madsen, we'll start with you. Let's talk about from the very beginning, before season, getting that framework for that schedule, getting that frame of mind, what all kind of took place to get us to this point now. What did that look like whenever the season started? What did you see developing here with this team?
Well, we started all the way back in April with some, you know, limited practicing that we could do then and then through the summer. And as we did that, I had the perception that we had the potential to be very good this year. How good, I didn't quite know. We went off to team camp at Purdue, did a really nice job at team camp as we played with some rotations and played with some lineups, and that worked out pretty well. It gave us a starting point to work forward when we hit the season in early August. August was a little rough in a couple places. We played a couple of really good teams. We played number two in the state, Hamilton Southeastern, and then we also played Harrison High School, and we unfortunately lost those two matches. And I was questioning a little bit, how would we respond to that? The Harrison match had been really difficult. We were really close. I think there was an opportunity to win that match. That kind of slipped away. The Hamilton Southeastern match did not go well at all. I didn't feel like we competed as well as we could. At that point in time, as I said, I was questioning a little bit of where we were going to head. And as we continued to proceed through the year, we kept making strides. We got better on offense. We got better on defense. We got better in serve receive. Blocking was improving. Players were coming along. We were shifting lineups because we had some injuries along the way, but we were able to work through that and still be very successful. And towards the end of the season, we played our conference tournament, and we played Hamilton Heights High School, who had a very good team this year. They're a class bigger than us, and we were able to beat them in three sets. And it was at that point I thought we might have something that was going to work. I thought we'd get through sections, and then it was going to be a question of, when did we run into Southwood High School and how would we compete against them? So it was really late in the year when I thought that we had the potential to go really deep in the state tournament. Again, how deep was going to depend on how well we pulled together.
And a certain element of that, too, is getting hot at the right time. And you did that. It seemed like, you know, some of the results that were rolling in, that things were clicking and going very smoothly here during the final stretch.
Absolutely. I credit that a lot to the girls being flexible and adjusting to roles as we had to change lineups. And we finally got to run the lineup that I thought was going to be best for us for the season at that point. And that worked really well. And then it was trying to stay on that edge where we were practicing enough to keep us competitive, but giving us a chance to recover from really about 80, 75 days of just really hard work coming into the August and September timeframe, plus what we had done in June and July. We had done a lot of work then too, as I mentioned before. So it was a matter of, how do I get them enough rest? How do I bring them along and make sure that we're on that edge and we're playing at our best and we're focused on what we have to do, but not so utterly focused on it that we forget about everything else. So I thought we did a really nice job, and that Southwood match, I think, really pointed to the dedication of the team. I had put film out there for them to review. We did not do a team film review on Southwood. I had them individually look at it and take things from it. I obviously watched it. Some of my other coaches watched it. But we were really trying to keep the pressure away and let them prepare for the match in the way that they felt most comfortable doing that and providing guidance where we could. And then, as I said, trying to taper down a little bit on our work so we stayed on that edge.
We'll move to Ava here. Let's talk about the pressure. With certain element of pressure, I think, comes once you start having some things click. There's that element that sneaks in that we need to be doing this better. We need to be doing that better rather than just going out and playing your match. What was that like here this season? How did you guys kind of keep that in bay and just go out and do business?
I think with the pressure, everyone handled it very well throughout the whole season. There were times where we would definitely say, like, oh, this is going to be a hard game. But we knew, like, our hard games are probably our best games because we build off of the competition and we don't drop down to, like, bad levels, I would say. So I think from the beginning, the pressure was something we had to build from because we had some girls that we're still scared of being on varsity, like coming in from their sophomore year and being juniors this year. So they were definitely scared for some games. But I think with us seniors, the leadership that we had definitely helped prepare them for the pressure.
Yeah, because you've been there for a while. You've been playing presumably since your middle school probably, right?
Yeah. I've been playing since I was 7. Started out with a club at Benton Central and then moved to Boilers and transferred over to NCIS for my last year of club. So
a second place run in state. Uncharted territory for Benton Central at this point. You guys get past sectionals. What was the frame of mind for the team? What was the vibe with the team after you won sectionals and you're now, okay, it's all gravy from here. The sky's the limit.
Yeah, definitely winning sectionals. We went in with a positive mindset and knew that we could definitely go to state. I think me and Izzy had talked about it at practices, watching everyone play and how they competed at practice. So the mindset that we had was definitely positive, and we knew we could win it. And from sectionals to regionals to semi-state, it just really built up. And the game against Southwood really, like, set the bar high for us, and we knew we could go from there.
We'll move on to Bella here. Let's talk about some of the adversity. Championship teams certainly find some during the season, no matter whether you're undefeated or whether you have a few losses here. I think talking with different athletes over the years, and everybody's got a different frame of mind that they come out with. Some folks like to have a couple losses in the season to get that out of the way, be able to build from adversity. Whenever you had some of those tougher games, what was that like? How did that affect your psyche and some of the adjustments that you and your teammates made during the season?
I think after especially the Harrison game, I think we knew what we needed to work on. We came into practice just working even harder because that was a game that we knew would be a close game and a hard game to win, but we felt that we could win that game. So we came into practice the next day and we just learned from it. We tightened up those little mistakes that we made and we got better at sighting out quickly and just being really precise with what we were doing.
You had a successful regular season. A lot of the losses were to bigger teams, bigger competition. Do you feel like having that tougher schedule prepares you for some of that adversity, or is it nice to have those little runs there where you guys kind of know the outcome, but then you can work within the confines of the game, being like, okay, we can adjust on the fly, we can do some of these things differently? What's your mode of operation there?
So I think with our schedule, the tougher teams definitely, they help us learn what we need to work on. Like, they help us side out, and the only way to get better is to face people who are better than you, essentially. And so when we play the teams that aren't as good, yes, they do. That does give us some confidence that we're getting on a run, but then we play those teams that are a tough matchup with us. Like, it helps us our overall game because the only way that we're going to get better is facing people that are better than us or right neck and neck with us.
Moving on to Izzy here, having some teammates that you've played with all these years, it's nice. You guys know your nuances. You know what everybody's thinking. You work together. What's that been like? Tell us a little bit about the inner workings of the core here, of how you've all come together to create this success.
Right. So personally for me, I've known most of the players on the team for a very long time, and that just creates a lot of trust on the court. Just in the back row, I know where the person next to me is most likely going to play, and I know my hitters pretty well as a setter. Just knowing, like, if they make a mistake, that they can get the next shot. So just having trust and, like, the friendships and everything within the four different grades I've seen this year truly builds. We all support each other.
The championship, tough five-set match against Bar Reeve. Bar Reeve has a pretty good sports program there. And to be on the stage, first of all, is always a privilege. You battled. You had some opportunities there. Take us through the mentality of what that's like now that you've had some time to reflect back on it, both positive and negative. Was there some things that you felt like maybe, okay, we could have done better, we did this a little bit differently? Obviously, you don't want to second-guess yourself. At this point, you want to enjoy the nature of the work that you did. But was it a situation where you're like, oh, we could have done this better, or was it just a situation where Bar Reeve's really good and you got to give them their flowers?
I thought we played to our highest potential. Everything clicked at the right time, and Bar Reeve was very strong. They had a strong front row with very good blockers. But overall, just stepping onto that stage for the first time was just a huge accomplishment, especially for our volleyball program, and just setting the stage for, like, next players and just representing our school and community.
My next question is just for you three collectively here. As far as the atmosphere of being at the state finals and soaking that in, what was that like? And you guys can answer that as a contingent or individually here, because I'm sure that there was probably some nice memories that was made from that.
I thought the atmosphere was really great. Just hearing our county support behind was just truly phenomenal.
Yeah, everyone in our county was there basically, so it was just so nice and so warming that everyone came to support us. And yes, I wish the outcome was different, but like it made it all worth it. Like they were all behind us and supporting us each step of the way.
I definitely think with the community being there, it was amazing, and it really just like sparked a light underneath us to know that we weren't just doing it for ourselves and we were doing it for our community as well. And I think with the girls like being my best friends through like all those months, it was amazing. It was a fun experience.
You'll definitely keep the rest of your life. We'll end with Coach Mattson here. You've had a little time to reflect on where it's been, and you have a little time before you have to look towards next season here. But where's your thoughts at now that you've had time to kind of take a look back here at the season and the run that your girls made?
Well, I couldn't have asked for a better senior class. These three gals in particular represent that very well, and that senior leadership really percolates through the programs. That's massively important to me. Another thing is they've laid the groundwork and they've set the bar high for the next group that's coming behind them. So I think that's really important for the girls, not only on our JV and freshman teams, but also through our junior high and also maybe even the elementary school programs that run in the county. It gives them something to look forward to and something to know we can do this. We've done it before, kind of. So these three, and Callie Foster's not here, but the four of them together as seniors did a wonderful job in establishing a benchmark for the future. I think that's number one. Number two, I'll touch on what one of the girls said. I thought we played really well. The moment wasn't too big. One of the things you always worry about as a coach when you step on that floor is this moment going to be too big because the pressure's mounted? It's a new environment. It's a new stage. And for the four seniors, and I thought actually the entire team, I don't think anybody was overwhelmed by the moment. So that was outstanding. I said this in our banquet. I really appreciated the way the girls handled themselves before, during, and after the match. I mean, it was a very difficult moment after the match, but they carried themselves with grace and dignity, and I thought that was massively important for their teammates to see and also the girls that come behind them, because there's, again, an expectation now set. As I look forward, I think we've got a lot of potential. I was asked the other day, when did you start thinking about next year? And probably start thinking about next year about 2 hours, an hour later, when you're riding on the bus on the way up, and it's not to sell short what these young ladies have accomplished. It's just the ever-present chase for the next step forward for the program. And so I've been thinking a lot about that, but I haven't been able to put this season completely behind me in the sense that we just did our banquet. We just finished the state all-star tournament where three of our seniors were able to participate and two of our junior class were able to participate. So we had that opportunity, and so it's kind of the season just keeps going and going and going, and finally we're now done. So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about what these four seniors did for the program, and I think will continue to do. I don't think they recognize the impact that they've made and how that will carry forward into the future. I think that's huge.
Absolutely. Final question for you, Coach. How does that change now the way you prep as a coach, the things that you do, knowing that now you have that higher bar set, you've had girls that are coming back that are part of that epicenter and that core that are going to help be able to carry that mantle? But I think from a coaching standpoint, certainly you've seen some things this year that you hadn't seen previously, and now you know that those capabilities are there that you can actually implement in your game plan.
Yeah, I think, to be quite honest, I feel like I've gotten better each one of the 4 years I've been here. I think this was probably the most complete coaching I did through 4 years, and I got to be better next year because there's a lot of reconstruction that has to happen. So that's where I have to focus my efforts, is continue to make sure that I become a better coach for them. Secondarily, that I can identify properly the right people to put into the right roles. It will not be as it has been the past couple of years, where it was simply one person would graduate and I naturally had a backfill for that person, and we could kind of stay in the same system we had been in. This year we changed up the system a little bit and played around with where people were playing and where they started and who they were next to. And next year there's going to be a lot of that. I was pointing out to our banquet that these gals represented something like 65% of our serve receive or more. This year, I think, was actually over 75%. So, I mean, that's a stark point. They represented probably over 50% of our aces and things like that. So we've got to reconstruct the entire roster, and I've got to be smart enough to recognize that the players that are coming behind this particular group, one, they're going to be 1 to 2 years younger, if not more, in some cases. Two, that they don't necessarily have the wheelbase this group did. This group, they've been quite polite in not mentioning how much club they've played. But Ava pointed out that she started a long time ago. Bella did as well. Izzy did as well. And all three of these girls, plus Callie, they probably have almost 30 years, if not more than that, 30 seasons of club experience between the four of them. It's the probability that I'm going to have another group of four girls come through with that level of experience is not high. So I got to be better at growing our own players. So there's a lot of things on my mind about how we continue to take this forward. Also for me, the moment won't be too big. I've already been there once, right? So for me, that's easy. So I'm hopeful that we'll continue to grow as a program and that the girls that come behind will embrace the legacy and understand that what was left them is very precious and that they need to build on it.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us to talk here today, and all the best to you next season, and to you girls, all the best to you in your college career and the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
Thank you.